Welcome, Nash Singh of Alpine Events, the host of Science, Consciousness, and Ancient Civilizations conferences happening soon in Johannesburg and Cape Town.
Thank you, Heather.
What is the inspiration behind Alpine Events, Nash?
My wife, Nisha, has been steadily focused on alternative research since about 96. She'd leave all these great books lying around the home and discuss them with us. And I'm an avid reader, and I began doing my own research. She attended a leadership conference in 2008, and that's when I became exposed to the energetic shift that can take place in conferences. We met Graham Hancock later in 2011, and the rest is history.
Well, that's a great story. So,
Thank you.
Nash, in your forthcoming conferences that you're hosting, you've got eight formidable local and international speakers on the panel of the SCA conferences who will present an investigation into the views and opinions of the scientific mainstream with reference to ancient technologies that are evident in the construction of prehistoric megaliths. Wow. I'd like to run through the speakers here, Nash, and we'll start with Robert M. Schoch, who's a
Perfect.
full-time faculty member at the College of General Studies at Boston University. In the early 90s, Dr. Schoch stunned the world with his revolutionary research that recast the date of the Great Sphinx of Egypt to a period thousands of years earlier than its standard attribution. Can you tell me what his talk will be about, Nash?
Dr. Schoch will be talking about his research over years and years, especially of Great Egypt. He's just returned from a trip to Turkey, so he'll be talking about Göbekli Tepe. And the theme of his talk is to basically adjust the way that we look at where civilization began, the actual dates, and our sort of paradigm as to how we look at the great ancient civilizations of Egypt, Turkey, and the rest of the world.
Thank you. Now let's go to John Martineau, who's the editor and publisher of the Wooden Books International Liberal Arts and Modern and Ancient Sciences series. And his hobby is the age-old study of the harmony of the spheres. What is he talking about?
He's got a great presentation. He'll be proving to us that we live in a conscious universe, and that we live on a conscious planet. By the end of his presentation, we'll be convinced that we are living on a truly living, breathing, spiritual entity, which is planet Earth itself.
Ah, that should be really interesting, eh?
It will. It will.
And now we go to Brian Fuster, who's been carving and sculpting full time since the age of 25, which includes the creation of 15 full-size totem poles, dugout canoes, masks, bowls, boxes, and other native-style works. He also writes articles for Graham Hancock and has become an authority on the megalithic works of South America. Can you tell us what he'll be presenting, please?
His main talk is going to be on the elongated skulls of South America. He has tremendous insight into these skulls. He's worked with them for a few years now, and he's considered an authority on the subject. So we'll be hearing about the skulls of Peru, which have been all over the news recently.
Thank you. And now, somebody that a lot of people know about right at the moment, Michael Tellinger, a scientist, explorer, and internationally acclaimed author of numerous books, who's become an authority on the vanished civilizations of Southern Africa and the origins of humankind. What will Michael be presenting?
I'm looking forward to Michael's talk on his experiences in the elections, in the actual national election campaign that he ran in South Africa. So that's going to be quite interesting. And he'll be speaking about his experience as a researcher on the vanished civilizations of South Africa.
Well, he's a great inspiration in my books. Now, can I go to Hugh Newman, author, speaker, world explorer, tour host, and co-founded the Megalomania conferences and tours? What is he talking on?
You will be talking about the ancient, it's sort of an ancient belief that the earth itself has grids and specific energies at certain nodes. And he'll be speaking about those grids and earth energies, which is the basis of feng shui. And more interesting for me is he'll be speaking about giants that have lived on Earth in the last 10,000 years. He has absolute evidence of that. So that will be very exciting too.
Fascinating. Now, can we go to Dean Leprini, independent researcher, geomancer, and published author? What is he going to be talking on?
Dean will be speaking about a diamond grid that exists in our very own Cape Town. There is, I should say, these ancient megalithic sort of creations that at a certain season of the actually kind of pass energy through these little holes in the actual megalithic rocks that creates a diamond grid of energy. I became exposed to his work only last year. I haven't read his book, but from what he's told me, it is an extremely interesting topic that we have this type of thing right here in Cape Town.
Yes, that's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely.
Now let's go to Daniel Schreiber, a professional photographer, videographer, and multimedia producer, a self-taught herbal healer, ecologist, and landscape gardener with a forte for creative direction and vision. What is he going to be talking about?
Dan is the owner of Starseed Gardens out in Australia, and he's a very interesting person because he's working with plants, with growing food consciously to certain frequencies of music, and he'll be speaking about consciousness through our actual nutrition, about us being more conscious about what we imbibe in our bodies.
Well, that's going to be very interesting, and I think a lot of people will be drawn to that.
Absolutely.
Now, let's go to your last one, who is Andrew Collett, historical writer and explorer living in the UK. What is he going to be talking about?
He's going to be giving us a talk on Göbekli Tepe, which is in Turkey. It's been coined as the birthplace of the biblical Abraham. That's something that I'm looking forward to and has been all over the news recently. He'll also be speaking a bit about UFOs and multidimensional experiences. So that will be also a very interesting talk.
Great. That's going to be also a very big draw card. And so now we come to the end of the speakers, and I want to ask you, what do you want people to take away with them from these conferences?
These conferences can change a person's life. Being exposed to this type of consciousness, these types of people, researchers, people that are at the forefront, creates a certain energy shift inside of people. It has been the same for myself and my wife, and we hope that people can take away something of healing. I think that all these efforts that we kind of play around with in terms of conferencing is to get that energetic feeling that we're not alone, and that in the consciousness realm there is a sense of brotherhood, and then obviously information being shared.
Wow, that's so beautifully and succinctly put. Thank you, Nash. And now I'm going to end off with a question. What is your team's dream for going forward for Alpine events?
Our dream is that we would be able to have more and more of these events, to have more gatherings of this nature, where people can come together and share, and where it will help us on our paths to realizing our full potential as conscious beings on this planet.
Well, I have no doubt you're going to get there. With you and your wife working together as a formidable team, I wish you
thank
every
you.
Success, joy, abundance in all things. And thank you so much for your time. And with that, I'll say goodbye. Thank you,
you.
Nash.
Bye-bye.